From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The death toll continues to rise in southwestern Colombia after a massive wall of water from three overflowing rivers swept through the town of Mocoa overnight Friday, destroying homes and infrastructure. So far, at least 206 people are confirmed dead. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town of 40,000 near the border with Ecuador on Saturday and declared a state of public calamity. He said, "We will do everything possible to help families, not only to help the families who lost their loved ones, but all of them who lost their homes." Red Cross officials said 400 people were injured in the deluge, with at least 220 others missing. Video from the scene showed flattened buildings and mounds of crumpled cars and uprooted trees as dazed residents surveyed the scene and rescuers pulled the injured and the dead from the wreckage. The catastrophe came after days of torrential rains that left large parts of the region without electrical power or running water. Venezuela's Supreme Court said Saturday that it would abandon measures to strengthen President Nicolas Maduro's grip on power after it was widely and harshly criticized. In a ruling on its website, the Supreme Court said that it was overturning its own decision to diminish the legislative powers of the General Assembly, which opponents had called a coup d'etat. Maduro's opponents and international powers, including the United States and governments across Latin America, had condemned the Venezuelan Supreme Court rulings. For more, visit our website. This is VOA.